Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, a silent night is what we pray for. A time when we can reflect, a time when we can listen, a time when we can hear from you. But Father, very often, nights are not silent. There are noises, there are distractions. Physically, around us in our world, spiritually, oftentimes within us. We pray now for silence, for peace, that as we turn to your word, we would hear from you. We do pray that the words of my mouth, together with meditation of our hearts, would be acceptable in your sight. O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The soldier laid in the hole that he had dug. He crawled into it at sunset. After a long day on the battlefield, it now was dark, and cold began to settle over him, and there was an eerie silence that shrouded that battlefield. The place of fire and fury only a few hours earlier now felt more like an icy cold tomb. He needed to move. He needed to get back to the lines. He needed to rejoin the others. But which way? He had no idea. Turned and turned again that day in battle. Running, oftentimes falling, he was now completely lost in the darkness. As lost as he had ever been. As lost as anyone could be. Going the wrong way could cost him his life. Not going at all could also cost him his life. If nothing more, it would mean frostbite and the loss of extremities. Or capture. The loss of freedom. Again, perhaps even his life. He tried to pray, but the words just didn't come. He had not prayed much in the years since he left home. Somehow it seemed that God had slipped away. Pray. Prayer. What? Prayer. The word itself brought to mind for him a very clear image of his mother. In all the years growing up, every evening his mother would gather the family together around the altar, as she called it. The altar, an old wooden table covered with a piece of white cloth, and on it a single half-burnt candle. He always thought it was rather silly. It was really a bother. All of them praying together there on their knees around this wobbly old wooden table and that half-burnt candle. I don't need this, he would grumble. I don't need this. At first, under his breath, and then as he got older, as he got bolder, from his lips. Just come and pray, she would say. Just come and pray. But what for? Someday, she said, someday it will light your way. Well, there in the foxhole, with the evening, the darkness pressing in on him, he muttered, almost at first under his breath, God, you remember me. God, help me. They were stumbling prayers. He knew they were not what they should be. But what else could he pray? What else could he say? And so he said them again. Now, from his lips. He waited for an answer, but there was nothing that night. Nothing but silence and cold. Finally, he raised his head up just above the rim of the foxhole and squinted out across the horizon, squinting out into the gloomy darkness. And there, off there, out in the distance, through the mist, he could see just a faint light, a single, silent, flickering flame. What was it? Could he trust it? Should he follow it? There was nothing else to do. He began to crawl. You know, that soldier on your belly kind of crawl. He began to crawl toward that flame. Toward that tiny flickering flame. After what seemed like he had crawled for miles or for hours, he came into a clearing where he saw the others, the soldiers he knew, his unit, all huddled around that little fire. "Hey, soldier," his sergeant whispered to him, "where you been? You look a little lost." The fire only peeked at him between the figures gathered there in the darkness. "The fire?" he asked. And then the sergeant came closer. "Just a little while ago," he said, "the captain told us we could risk one small fire to help keep us warm. But we got to put it out soon. The enemy is very near." The soldier got up to his knees and stared at that flame in wonder. It looked a lot like a candle. It looked a lot like an old, half-burnt candle. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. In the story, the soldier most certainly was in the dark. It surrounded him. It trapped him. It held him powerless and perilous. And left on his own, he had no idea where he was, where he could go, where he'd be safe. Confusion. One definition would be in the dark. Darkness describes our story too. Not just the story of the soldier on the battlefield, but our story as well. On our own, we are left in spiritual darkness. A deep darkness, a blinding darkness, an insurmountable darkness we cannot overcome on our own. We live with the confusion of the illusion that we can make our own light, that we can find the way. If not, we can make our own way. By the light of our intelligence, or the light of our wisdom, or our own inborn ability to be a light to others. But we are no more able to create our own light than was the soldier in the story. We are lost. The Bible says every single one of us. We are lost in the darkness of sin and we cannot fix it. We cannot make our own light. For Romans 3, "For there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Same chapter, a little bit later. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You might recognize that as Romans 3:23, but whether you do or you don't, it kind of makes Santa's job an easy one. His list is all one-sided. He can just stay home, give the elves and the reindeer the day off. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Our spiritual situation is no different from that of the soldier on the battlefield. We know that there is a path out there ahead of us. But where is it? How do we find it? We need a great light to show us the way. You know, Christmas is not just a happy time of celebration to give and receive gifts, a time to decorate the house or recite even the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2. It is the time we celebrate the light that has been placed in our life and in our future. We are those who walked in darkness. At least we were destined to before we were received into God's kingdom by baptism. We are now His own, marked with the cross of Jesus Christ and filled with the light that is ours by the indwelling of His Spirit. We have a light that will guide us through life and bring us to eternal life. Certainly, we can turn away from the light. In fact, all of us, there are those times when the light seems to fade, but the Spirit does not leave us. We simply wander into what we think would be the right thing, the thing that we want, the thing that we deserve, and yet clearly, because of our sin, we deserve nothing but judgment and separation from God. But Jesus acts for us. He goes to the cross for us. He gains forgiveness and life for us and for others as a gift. It's from Romans again, this time chapter 6. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Gifted children of God, walk by faith, by the light of faith in this often dark and dismal world. Jesus said in a sermon one day, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." The one who is the light of the world now names us the light of the world. Darkness, sin, death, evil, they still exist. They always will in this life. Christmas is the story of how light shines in the darkness and how it allows us to see through the darkness and catch a glimpse of the love, grace, and hope that have been given to us. The Christmas message of joy is this. The lights of Christmas remind us that the light of God's salvation has come as a baby in a manger. And as the lights of Christmas also remind us that we are to are a light to those who still sit in darkness. It is Christmas. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused upon Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. You'll see those words projected for you on the screen.